All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. We'll call this meeting to order at 10:31 a.m. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce, if you feel led to rise.
And if you don't mind, please bow your heads. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you put the divine wisdom in each and every member of this Commissioners Court. But not just us, every elected official in Jefferson County. And Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away, fighting for and taking care of our democracy. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda a little bit out of order. Item A under County Commissioners is to receive an introduction from Martin Gonzalez, TxDOT's new district engineer, David Collins, a Beaumont area engineer, and Kevin Emerson and Carl Ray as maintenance supervisors. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Gonzalez, why don't you come up and introduce yourself and your team?
Thank you, Judge.
Let your mic down, please.
Yeah, no, I didn't know if it was able to pick me up or not, but good morning. Like Judge mentioned, my name is Martin. I like the intro music, so that's really good. My name is Martin Gonzalez. I'm the district engineer for the Beaumont District with TxDOT. I oversee 8 counties in the area, Jefferson County being one of them. With me today, I have David Collins. He is the area engineer for Jefferson County, Hardin County, and Tyler County. Also, Carl Ray is the maintenance section supervisor for part of Jefferson County, the southern part of Jefferson County. So if you need anything, commissioners that are in the area with Carl, he's your direct contact for any issues with the roadways in our sections. Kevin Emerson is not here today. He is the maintenance section supervisor for the northern part of Jefferson County, but like Carl, he is also in charge of the maintenance sections for the area, so any issues within those your respective precincts, please reach out to either Carl or Kevin. Sarah Dupre is our public information officer, which I'm sure a lot of you are very familiar with Sarah and her news releases and everything else that she does for us. She is really the key member that puts out all the information regarding our projects and updates to construction and issues within our roads. So definitely, that's really definitely the person you need to know, not really so much me, but very thankful for Sarah and what she does. And again, the goal of doing this today is I wanted to make sure that you had a face to the name. Sometimes maybe you've heard our names, but Dave Collins as the area engineer, he is responsible really for all construction, operations, and maintenance within Jefferson County. So any projects of interest, anything like that within your area that you have questions on, then definitely approach Dave, and he will be your local contact from that standpoint. And outside of that, you know, construction issues, Dave is your man. But again, as the local point of contact, as the area engineer, all issues, my expectation is for Dave to be able to handle. Now, Judge, obviously, y'all can call me anytime. I think some of y'all have my number directly already, so I'll be very happy to take your call anytime, and I can be of assistance. Me and my staff are ready to help out whenever possible. So one of the things, too, we have sent out an update of a map showing the projects, current projects within Jefferson County, and future projects within Jefferson County, and as well as our reorganization of the Beaumont District. So when I mentioned that Dave is the area engineer over Jefferson, Hardin, and Tyler, so Before, the Beaumont District had a Jasper area engineer, which was over Tyler, Jasper, and Newton counties, and the Beaumont area engineer was over Hardin, Jefferson, and Orange. So with doing some reorganization, it kind of just made some sense to, you know, the proximity to Louisiana and some additional changes for that, made an Orange area engineer who oversees Orange, Newton, and Jasper. And then Dave now took over Tyler, Hardin, and Jefferson. That was, we got that straight line on 69. So any issues on 69, complain to that guy right there. I'm just kidding. But anyway, we just appreciate your time, and our goal is to continue to provide good working relationship with the county, and wanted to introduce you to the members of the staff that are responsible for that.
So. I got a quick question. You have met with Michelle, our county engineer, right?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, then. Just wanted to make sure.
I have a quick question, too. Of the eight counties, which one's your favorite?
Well, they all are.
Yeah, spoke like a politician.
My comment is, Sarah, you're tired of me calling, so I need to call Dave now?
I'll take your call.
All right. I'm just checking. Because I have spoken calls. Thank you also, but I call Sarah almost twice a week. So, Dave, I'll be calling you now.
And really, honestly, Sarah is just a great source of information anyway. I mean, most of us get our information from Sarah anyway, so we do the same thing. So, but no, again, any of the folks in front of you are definitely people that you can continue to reach out to, okay? Because they'll be able to answer your questions.
Great.
Well, thank you for being here, and we'll look forward to seeing you back next week.
Absolutely. Thank
y'all you. Have a great week.
Appreciate y'all.
Take care now. All right, moving to items under purchasing. Item A is consider approve award for invitation for bid for rehabilitation of fuel farm pavement at Jack Brooks Regional Airport to DesTex Industrial Services, LLC, DBA Ramtex Industrial, in the amount of $185,747.38 pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. That project's 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 37. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for a term contract for trash and biomedical waste container service for Jefferson County with Clean Harbors Environmental Services, Inc. and Republic Services of Beaumont for additional 38 days to expire on October 31st, 2022. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for road building material for Jefferson County for a third one-year renewal with LD Construction, Martin Marietta Materials, Inc., Vulcan Construction Materials, LLC, and Gulf Coast, a CRH company, from September 7, 2022 to September 6, 2023, with price increases on item 5A due to increased material and fuel costs, as shown in the attachments. Item D is consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for DRC for additional supplies and purchase of chairs in the amount of $1,786. Item B is consider and approve sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2023.
Judge, can we take that one separate?
Yeah. Okay. Item C is regular county bills check numbers 498624 through 498825 via addendum. Item D is consider and approve the victim's instant information and notification everyday program service agreement with APRIS for the period of September 1st, 2022 to August 31st, 2023. The cost of that contract is reimbursed to us by the Office of the Attorney General. Item E is to receive and file a Fourth Amendment to the Management Agreement between Jefferson County and Global Spectrum LP DBA OVG 360 formerly known as Spectra Venue Management, for the management of the Ford Park Entertainment Project. All right, do I have a motion on items A, C, D, and E?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item B is to consider and approve sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2023. Do I have a motion on that item? We'll discuss after.
Yeah, the well, I think we need to discuss prior. I probably needed to put discuss and approve. Two-step process here. Just make a decision if we want to increase some of these fees. One of the recommendations from the constables was to increase the writs, mainly to go up to 175 on, looks like most of them, all of them. Some of that is going to increase $25, $75, $50. So after I visited with Judge Brannick, and one option was to just go up $25 on each one of the different writs. So those that are at 150 would go to 175, and those that are at currently 125 would go to 150, rather than have a large increase on some of the smaller writs. So I
of course, open that, to any suggestions by the members of the Commissioners Court, but I think we have to have a motion and second before we can discuss it, really.
Okay. Or whatever that.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Okay. Any other comments?
I guess the questions would be, you see it basically going up a small amount on each one?
Yeah. Not on all fees, but just on the writs. Keeping all the, like, any of the service fees the same.
Well,
it's mainly on your writs to go up.
Did we look at what we normally do, and that is go by the different counties in the state and make sure we're within those range?
Right, and most of them, if you look at the current, we're in that range. Now, our comparable counties we had on there were Galveston, Brazoria, Bell, Williamson, and Lubbock. If you look at some of their writs, lowest is ranging about 150 to all the way up to 200.
Right.
So, and I don't think we've had an increase in writs. I know we didn't go up last year, that I'm aware of. It's been a few years, so.
So the increase within the range?
Yes, you're still within the range.
The constables are all okay with that?
Well, what they had recommended coming back was some of those that were at 150 going to 175, but there was a couple that were at 125 and going up to 175 on those. So I think that's...
There's a couple that they suggested going up 50. I had suggested to him just doing it incrementally to 25, but I'm open to whatever the court wants to do. I'm not stuck on anything.
My only thing was, and if we follow what we normally do, I don't have a problem with it.
I would recommend you go with the 25 increase on each one. That way, when we come back next year, you know, we look at it every year, but come back and see how that's affected on those ones that weren't, rather than going up $75. That's a pretty big increase from going from 100 to 175. So, so that's going to be a compromise, I guess.
Those in favor of going up 25 on each writ, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right, so we'll bring that schedule with the changes to receive and file next week, and then we'll get that sent on to the state, and we'll be ready for January 1st. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, under County Airport, we have three items. We're going to have an amendment to item B. Item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a lease amendment between Jefferson County and SGS North America, Inc. for property at the Jacks Brooks Regional Airport. Item B should be consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a lease agreement between Jefferson County and LLL Leasing, Inc. for a property at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. I think there's a map of that and the lease attached. And item C is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute the application for FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 39 in the amount of $3,815,372. It's currently the maximum amount available to the airport under the entitlement funds for the Taxiway Alpha Rehabilitation Project at the airport. Do I have a motion on those items under County Airport?
So
moved by Commissioner Alford. Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
Did we work out all those lease agreement things?
With SGS?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Everything okay. The Corps asked for.
All right.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we've done item A. Item B is to receive and file the executed Savins Maintenance Contract, Office of the Attorney General, number C-00317. Item C is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file the certificate appointment of Dr. Azia Eady as the local health authority for Jefferson County pursuant to Health and Safety Code, section 121.021. Do I have a motion on items B and C?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item D is to conduct a public hearing regarding an amendment to the tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Port Arthur LNG, Sempra Energy, pursuant to Texas Tax Code Section 312.401. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. A public hearing is open for the purpose of discussing the proposed amendment to the tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Port Arthur LNG. We'd originally entered into a tax abatement agreement a number of years ago because of the vagaries of the market as well as the other commercial considerations. There's been some extensions in the construction timeline. So the amendment is just to extend the agreement to take into account the beginning of construction and operation. So anyone who is present who wishes to comment may come to the lectern. If there's anyone online who wishes to comment, you'll need to press star 6 and to unmute your line. Hearing no comment, this public hearing is closed. Item E is considering possibly approving amended abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Port Arthur LNG pursuant to 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Bush and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Human Resources, we have one item. A, to consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Keisha Murray, an employee of Justice of the Peace Precinct 8. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved second. By Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, we have an item under Sheriff's Department to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the grant application of the Bullet Resistant Shield Grant Program for 2022-2023. Grant number 4650201. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by everybody else. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. If there's any individual who wishes to make public comment, please approach the lectern or press star 6 to unmute your line if you're attending virtually. All right, is there any commissioner? Yes, sir. You'll introduce yourself for the record, please.
Judge Brannick, Commissioners, my name is Jim Acey. I'm Director of Corporate Tax for Sempra Energy in San Diego. Just wanted to say thanks for your support on the amendment on the Port Arthur LNG abatement. There's a lot of excitement about that project right now, and we're hoping that in the next few months we can move the ball forward, take a final investment decision, and start to build. So appreciate your support. The abatements are critical to the economics of the project. Commissioner Pierce, let me ask the question that you asked of answer the question. Sempra's favorite county of the eight, and Port Arthur LNG's favorite county of the eight is Jefferson County. So.
Now I got to put you on the spot. Which precinct do you
like? Precinct 3, I'm going to.
Y'all playing well, aren't you?
Anyway, thanks again. We appreciate it.
Well, having said that, I'm certain that you're going to make plans to move from San Diego.
You know.
We got some great houses for sale there.
If I could convince my wife to leave our grandkids in San Diego and move to Texas, I would. So.
Well, next time you come, bring some of that cool weather, cool down the Gulf. Make sure that we continue to be hurricane-free.
You know, we've been having Texas weather in San Diego the last couple of weeks. So hopefully it's cooled off this week. Maybe it'll make its way a little bit east.
Well, I will say that upper-level conditions across the South have been...
Thank you, Lord.
Favorable to the non-occurrence of storms and things in off the coast of Africa are looking favorable, as well as on the continent. So keep saying our prayers that this is going to be an uneventful season.
Yeah, fingers crossed for that. Thanks again.
Thank you. Commissioners, anything?
I just want to publicly thank Commissioner Senegal for helping us out. I got all this equipment and all these people working on Tram Road today. Yeah. Thank y'all for helping us out.
I'm hoping some of it breaks so you can replace it.
Did you borrow it?
Ms. Getz, it's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Yeah.
God bless you.
And Judge, we have our annual health fair this Saturday at Cathedral Faith Baptist Church. It's one of those things we've been doing for quite a while. We appreciate all of the individuals that volunteer. We appreciate everyone that donate to the cause. And thank you, Semper. You guys have been there with us for a while. And Anna, you know how it is. It is something that benefits the citizens of Jefferson County. And it is a plus for us, without a doubt. We thank you, and God bless you guys, and hope that you hurry up and get it going, because there's a need, without a doubt, now for what you guys are going to produce.
All righty. If there's nothing further, we certainly appreciate each of you being here today, and we are adjourned.